Local voters will head to the polls tomorrow to decide two important runoff races impacting the region and the state. The special election will determine who will represent Georgia's 14th congressional district, filling the seat previously held by former Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Republican Clay Fuller faces Democrat Sean Harris in that race. Voters will also decide the Georgia State Senate District 53 seat, with Republican Lanny Thomas facing Democrat John Bentley Jack Zimmer. Luck. Polls in Walker County are open tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Voters must bring a valid photo ID. Officials say turnout will play a key role in determining the outcome of both races. We'll have updates tomorrow night for you here on Georgia 93.7. A late-night dispute over a work light turned deadly Friday night in Rossville, leaving one man dead and another facing a murder charge. Walker County Sheriff Steve Wilson says deputies responded to Ridgewood Street just after 9 p.m. There they found 59-year-old Jerry Hightower deceased in a front yard. Witnesses directed deputies to 49-year-old James Richard Nolan, who was sitting on his porch across the street and was taken into custody without incident. Investigators say the shooting stemmed from an argument over a bright work light. Nolan is now charged with murder and remains in the Walker County Jail. This investigation is ongoing. Georgia lawmakers have approved legislation creating a legal and safe way for mothers to surrender newborn babies. House Bill 350, sponsored by State Representative Mike Cameron, has passed both the Georgia House and Senate. It now heads to Governor Brian Kemp's desk. The bill would allow secure baby boxes to be installed at fire stations, police departments, hospitals, and EMS centers, giving parents in crisis an anonymous and safe surrender option. Once a baby is placed inside, first responders are immediately alerted and the child is taken to the hospital for care. Supporters say the measure aims to prevent unsafe abandonment and protect newborns across Georgia. We've got more news right after this. The latest restaurant inspection report for Walker County, Crew Smokehouse and Grill in Chickamauga got a 100. Clara's Place in Lafayette also received a perfect score. Southern Bliss Bakery and Sandwich Shop in Lafayette scored a 96. And Little Caesars in Lafayette scored a 98. Details on all of these stories, you can find them on our website. Just visit discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.